It's a big decision, but I think it's time to make room for someone else to come along and get in there. There's a good few members and stuff there that's champing at the bit. I've done 10 years, and I think it's time just to take a wee step aside and let someone else in there.
You were never one for making big speeches in the council chamber, but in his tribute to you this afternoon, Deputy Piers Doherty described you as a really hard-working councillor who was never afraid to roll up his sleeves and get stuck in.
Yes, Donald, as I would have said from day one when I was approached to run by Piers, I made it clear that I wasn't a person for speeches and meetings and being on radio and stuff. It was never really my side of it. I would be more of a hands-on person, as people that knows me would know that. You know, I even remember some of the first calls I got was a woman had rats in the house and I was out, you know, and they're setting traps for her and doing stuff that maybe I shouldn't have been doing. But that's just the kind of person I was, you know, when I was a person for on the ground and stuff. So I'm not going away. I'm not going to disappear into the background. I'm going to still be there, maybe even more so in my local communities now. Maybe we'll have a wee bit more time to get more involved again in local groups and stuff. I won't be changing my number.
You won't be contesting the election in June. I'm sure that you will still be out campaigning for Gary Doherty and for others who may run for the party in the area.
No doubt, Donald, as I say, I'm taking a step back from the council side of it, but definitely not from a Sinn Féin perspective. Whoever's chosen at their convention, I'll be 100% behind them.